of abundance of rain. The sound of abundance of rain means that the end of drought has come and the beginning of fruitfulness has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when rain starts, the rivers begin to flow and the dams begin to fill up. So people, I want you to know that when rain comes, it brings nourishment. When rain comes, it brings comfort. When rain comes, it brings refreshing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when rain comes, there will be a significant change, and you will also be able to see that change that rain brings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So family, I want you to be expectant in your life, because there is a sound of abundance of rain. That rain is bringing an answer to your long-asked questions. That rain is bringing solutions to your long-lasting problems. Hallelujah. So there is a sound of abundance of rain. So we are going to go straight into the topic for today. The topic for today says, work in progress. Work in progress. Work in progress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So remember, the past 2 weeks we have been speaking about crossroads. We spoke last week about facing crossroads. We said the crossroads, there is no way you can avoid them in your life. Every moment of your existence, you are faced with crossroads. When you get to crossroads, a decision needs to be made. There is no way that you can go past crossroads without making a decision. We have said that there are situations in life, even when you have not made a decision, it's a decision on its own. At the crossroads, you need to make a decision, because you cannot go two different directions at the same time. You need to decide if you are going to the right or to the left. You need to decide if you are going with Jesus or you are going on your own. We said at the crossroads, it is critical that we make a right decision. Don't make decisions when you are under pressure. Don't make decisions to prove a point to someone. Don't make decisions for vengeance. Don't make decisions when you are not in the right state of mind, because your decision has a great influence and affects a great number of things. When you make a decision now, it is not going to only affect you now. It is going to affect you for days, even for years. Some of the decisions, if you do not come back and make the right decision, they can affect you until the point of no return. So we need to make sure that at every opportunity that we are given a chance to make a decision, we make right decisions in life. You know, yesterday I was just sitting and I was just making some average calculations. And I went and figured out that if you have lived and for 10 years, on average, if you are making 12 decisions a day, because a day has 24 hours, but you have almost 12 where you know that year and a week. So you are able to make 12 decisions a day, 365 days a year. You have lived for 10 years. It means that for your existence, you might find that you have made about 1 million decisions. If you have lived for 20, about 2 million. If you have lived for 30, about 3 million. If you have lived for 40, around 4 million decisions that you have made. I don't want to expose my mom's age, but she's over 70. So, in her existence, according to the calculations I was doing, it means she has made around 7 million decisions in her life. If she was making 12 decisions every day. Now, family, everywhere that you find yourself today, it is because of the decisions that you have made in the past. If you have made 55 million decisions, you are the product of those decisions that you have made. Somewhere you have made wrong decisions, somewhere you made right decisions. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, because you look like you have made the right decisions up to so far. Hallelujah. So, family, every moment of life we are faced with what? Decisions. Make sure you make right decisions. Hallelujah. Okay, going to today's message. You know, I don't know. Decisions, family, are very critical. Decisions are important in a person's life. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, make sure you make the right decisions in life. Hallelujah. So we are going to speak about work in progress. Hallelujah. So we're going to get our passage of scripture from Psalm 138, verse number 8. We are going to read two versions. We're going to read New King James and the English Standard Version together. Let's read. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. The ESV version. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Where it says me, can you put your name? The Lord will fulfill his purpose for Tabea. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Where it says the works of your hands, can you put your name? Do not forsake Tabea. Don't say Tabea. Everyone must say their own name. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. So, family, what is work in progress? Work in progress is an unfinished project that it is still being added or under development. That is work in progress. It is an unfinished project that it is still being added or still under development. Hallelujah. Amen. So what was the psalmist saying in this passage of scripture? The psalmist was encouraging himself that God will fulfill his purpose for him. So you need to find a point in time where you encourage yourself about what God will do in your life. So the psalmist took some time here and said, God will fulfill his purpose for my life. Hallelujah. Time and again, you need to come to a point of not giving up, but continuing trusting in God, that God will fulfill his purpose for your life. God will complete what he has brought you into this world for. This is what the psalmist was saying. The psalmist is saying, he will fulfill the purpose for my life. He is saying God will complete the work that he has brought me to this world for. So I want to tell you this same news this morning. God will complete the work that he has brought you into this world for. So the psalmist, he was comparing God's faithfulness with God's endless love. That's why he goes and says that your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Here it says your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. He is saying God's faithfulness, it is the same as God's love for us. Because God's love does not fail. Also, his faithfulness will not fail. God will never get at any point and say he is giving up on you. No, God is there in it for a long haul. God is in it until he sees it successful. God is in your life until he sees you successful. God will not give up on you at the stage that you are. You are still work in progress. God will not give up on you the way you are now. No, God will continue working on you until you are completed. Can you say, God will continue working in me? Until you are completed. The psalmist is saying God finishes what he starts in a person's life. God has no incomplete work. God finishes everything that he starts. Family, I want to remind you something. Normally when work is in progress, many things that the work will not be complete. Most of the time, when work is in progress, many think that the work will not be complete. Now, it depends who has started the work. Is it you or is it God? With you, the work can be incomplete. But with God, the work will never be left incomplete. So many, due to the status of work in progress, There is this, that the work is taking forever to be completed. God is taking forever. So I want to warn you, don't go ahead of God because it seems like the process is taking too long. Don't go ahead of God. Always make sure that you are following God. It doesn't matter how long the process takes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many due to impatience get out of the development process because of the duration of the work that needs to be put in place. They get out of the development process because of what? Impatience. So we need to be patient if we are work in progress. When you are work in progress, you are required to be patient. Hallelujah. Because you are not working on yourself. There is someone who is working on you. And the one who is working on you expects you to be at least patient with him. Hallelujah. The worst mistake that one can do, it is to get out when they are not yet complete. So family, I want you to stay in until you are complete. The psalmist was prepared to wait until God completes what he has started. You cannot go and say this statement when you are not ready to wait. You say these kind of things because what you say is what is going to happen in your life. What you say is what you are prepared to do. The psalmist will not accept this if it is not ready to wait for God to complete what he has started in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family, I want to encourage you that God will finish what he has started in your life. You are just a work in progress. Can you tell your neighbor and say, look at me. God is not yet done. I am just work in progress.
I am just work in progress.
Everything that you see complete today, family, this is a fact. It was once work in progress. Everything that you see complete now, it was once work in progress. Some of us came with what? With taxes. You know that taxes, when you came with it, it was not incomplete, it was a complete text. That text, the same that you were writing in, at one stage, it was a work in progress. The car that you drove coming here, at one stage, it was what? Work in progress. The person that you see employed today, and the earning top rents, they were once a work in progress. They had to get to where they are. Family, I want to let you know something. Don't give up until God is completed working in your life. I want you to remain as work in progress and allow the one who is working in you complete the work that he is doing in your life. Hallelujah. But there is this one thing that has struck me when I was preparing this message. The Holy Spirit revealed to me. I said, hey, look around, look around, look around. Everything that you see now, it was once work in progress. Hey, I don't know what position you are looking forward to in your life, but the positions that you see that are making you want to be in that position, at some stage in life, they were work in progress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So family, I want you to know that everything that you see completed today, it was one day work in progress. Can you say to your neighbor, everything that you see today, it was once work in progress. God will not abandon you incomplete. He will achieve his plans for your life. God has no incomplete work, and you will not be the first, because God has no such. God finishes what he starts in a person's life. Hallelujah. Can we make this confession and say, I am just work in progress.
I am just work in progress.
God is not yet done with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to try and drive this home through an illustration about a construction site. I said, let me take this and not bring two different slides. You see this site afterwards, how it looks. That is before and there is. If this site did not decide to wait on the one who is working on it, this site would not have achieved the after product. So between the two pictures, which one looks beautiful than the other? So that before family always it looks messy and dirty. You can't even look at it twice. But family, I want to tell you, if you see something beautiful, you just go past like you have not seen anything. You want to wait a little bit and admire this thing that God has created. Hallelujah. And you will even get to a point of saying, yeah, this thing is beautiful, isn't it? But let me tell you, everything that you see beautiful today, it was once a work in progress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family, if you are still under construction, there is no way that you will look like the after picture. No, you will look like that side. Others, when they look at you, they will just ask themselves, but what is happening with this person? But when they ask that question, answer them and say, I am a work in progress. This is how work in progress look like. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let them wait a little bit, because the one who is working on you already knows the completed product. He already knows how you are going to turn out in life. Look, those who are asking themselves, what is happening with this person? You answer them and say, I am just working in progress. Wait until God is done with me. Wait until God has finished what he has started in my life. Let me tell you, family, the best thing that can ever happen in a person's life, it is that something has started. Once it started, it begins to take motion. And it begins to keep more momentum. And then it keeps rhythm. Now, family, I want to tell you something. That the fact remains here this morning that God has already started something in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The best thing that can ever happen in a person's life is that God has started doing something. Hallelujah. So, family, I want you to wait until construction is complete to see the beauty that will come out of what God is working on in your life. Hallelujah. Wait until what is under construction is completely constructed. Wait until what is work in progress is a complete product. Hallelujah. I don't know, maybe today you are in pain or you are broke, unemployed, not yet married, you don't have children, you are looking for a business, forward for your, to your business taking off the way you expected to. I want you not to get out of the production process. Hang in there. Because your situation now, the pain that you are feeling, it is just still a work in progress. God has already started working on it. You know when did he start? From the day that you mentioned it. And said, Lord, this pain, I want you to go away. God has already started working on that pain. I want you to look at that marriage and you must know that God has started working on it. You may not see it now, because it is still a work in progress. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to see the business, because it is still what? Work in. I want you to look at your bank account. Now, you maybe at the end of the month, you are only left with a negative 10 rand. You still owe, even after you have tried to do everything that you can. But don't give up until God is done with that bank account.
Amen.
Guys, you know what I'm telling you, I've experienced it through my life. There are points when I thought, man, this thing is not going to work out. I almost stepped out and came out with my own ideas. But God stepped in and he showed off. Hallelujah. Every situation that you are coming across now that seems like it's a difficult situation, I want you to turn that situation around and you're working progress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know what you're coming across now in your life, but I want you to look at that specific one which keeps you awake at night. I want you to tell it that you are just working progress. Guys, tell that situation. You are working progress.
You are working progress.
Family, I want you to wait until God is done working on your situation. Let me tell you, it may be dark on this side. The other side is brighter than you can even think or imagine. It may be tough this side, but the other side, things are going to be much easier. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you, before the fire goes off, it is at its highest point of heat. Before the sun rises, it is the darkest in life. I want you to know, it doesn't matter how dark it may seen in your life. But I want you to tell you, I want to tell you that the other side, it is much brighter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is working on that situation. Amen. I want you to tell your neighbor, look them in their eyes. Don't look at me, look at your neighbor. Tell them, wait until God is completed you.
Wait until God has completed you.
Now you look at yourself. You say, I will wait until God is done.
I will wait until God is done with me.
Let's go to this lovely scripture. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. The Bible says, for I know the plans, the thoughts that I think towards Tabitha, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give Tabera a future and a hope. Now, the message version, it leads me inside. It says, I know what I am doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not to abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. So God says, He knows what He is. Why do you think that God doesn't know what he's doing? It is because the work in progress is taking longer than you have expected. Why would we want God if he has to work according to our turnaround times? You won't need someone to offer something that you can do for yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need God because he does not work according to our turnaround times. We need God because he does what we cannot do for ourselves. Hallelujah. So God knows what he is doing. He has it all planned out, not some of the details. Everything. He has it all planned out. Hallelujah. God is only planning good for you and not evil. He knows what he's doing. There is a clear plan to take care of you, not to abandon you, to give you the future that you are hoping for. So God will not give you what your friend is hoping for. He will give you what you personally is hoping for. So we need to have hope. This is what the psalmist was saying. The Lord will fulfill the plan for my life. This is what he was saying. This was a statement of hope. Hallelujah. You need to speak statements of hope upon your life. Hallelujah. You must be able to say, God will do everything that he has brought me in this world. Family, you need to hope for healing. You need to hope for financial breakthrough. You need to hope for employment. You need to hope for a successful marriage. You need to hope for a successful business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will give you the future that you hope for. What are you hoping for tomorrow? Protection. God will give you that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want to speak about these passages of scripture, but we will speak about them when we minister about that part. That God will do what you have said. The children of Israel, they said it is better we go back to Egypt. But God's plan was to take them to the promised land. And God said, as you have said in my hearing, I will do it. Those who said they wish they went back, God did not give them access to the promise. But those who said, we are well able, let us go immediately and take over that land, they are the only ones who got it. So those who said they don't want to go in, they were right. And those who said we are going in, they were also right. Because everyone received the answer of what they have hoped for.
Amen.
So family, we need to hope for healing. We need to hope for protection. We need to hope for provision. We need to hope for success. We need to hope for breakthrough in life. God will give you the future that you are hoping for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will make sure that your dreams come true. That is what the Bible is saying. He will give you the future that you hope for. What you hope for today, now it is only a dream. Isn't it? Do you have that car? No. Do you have that house? No. Are you walking down that aisle? No. In a white garment? Not yet, isn't it? But all you see now, it is like a dream, isn't it? But God will make sure that your dreams do come true. All you are hoping for, it is that bank balance just going up and up, not down and down. Hallelujah. It is just a dream, but God will make sure that your dreams do come true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there anyone here who is a result of dreams? You know what you have become now? It is because you dreamt yesterday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to see ourselves in the future. Don't see yourself miserable. No, see yourself a better person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See yourself not a person with problems, but a person with solutions. Hallelujah. Can let us go and see the type of work that God works on. You see, God says the place that I am towards you, they are good. Now the psalmist was saying this to the Philippians church. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he said, be confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work. God does good work, he doesn't do bad work in a person's life. God is busy with good work in your life. So you are work in progress, good work in progress. The plans that God has for you, they are good and not evil. So God is working on something good inside your life. Hallelujah. The one who has begun a good work in you will complete it until Jesus Christ. Now, you see, this is giving us confirmation that God does not leave any work undone. God sees to it that you become a complete product. Hallelujah. God finishes everything that he has started. The Apostle Paul was saying this to the church in Philippi because it was part of his prayer. So the Apostle Paul, it means he was speaking hope to the church of Philippi. When he was speaking hope, when he finishes his prayer, he says, I am confident that the one who has begun a good work in you, he will complete it until Jesus comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Father, you must be confident that God is a promise keeper. You must be confident that God does what he said he will do. You must know without doubt in your mind that God will make sure that he fulfills and he achieves his plans for your life. Work in progress today, family, is completed work tomorrow. Hallelujah. Work in progress now. Tomorrow it is the future. It is completed work in the future. Hallelujah. Work in progress now is completed work in the future. I want you to say to your neighbor that you are work in progress now.
You are work in progress now. Work in progress now.
But you are completed work in the future.
But you are completed work in
because
the future.
Because God does not leave any work incomplete. He completes all the work that he starts. Hallelujah. Wait until construction is complete and you will see what will come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fact that God has begun work in your life, it is a sign that it will be completed. The fact that God has begun doing something, it is a sign that the work will be completed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we say that God will complete what he has started in my life?
God will complete what he has started in my life.
Then we are just going to go through this last position that we need to find ourselves so that the work that God has started in our lives can be completed. Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 11. It says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive what? Seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who has promised. So, family, I want you to know that Sarah had a promise. But her faith is the one that gave her strength to receive the promise that God has promised. So, we need what? Faith for the work in progress to be completed. That's why we need hope to see ourselves completed. We need to see ourselves finished as finished products. So, she bore a child when she was past childbearing age. So that shows us that our faith is the one that brings miracles in our lives. Let me tell you, you are a work in progress. So now you need a miracle to turn out the way that God wants you to turn out. Let me tell you, you will turn out to a situation that no one has ever thought that you will become what you will become when God is finished working
Hallelujah. The miracle happened because she judged God faithful. You see, the Bible says that she bore a child at an age that is post-childbearing age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. So in November, it says, the one who has promised me is faithful. Now, family, I want you to put something at the back of your mind. While you are working in progress, how do you judge God? You know, when we were growing up, there is this language that we used to respond to certain people who undermine us. And we said, there are people who, when they look at you, they take you like nothing good will come out of your life. Now, family, I want you, when you are looking forward to God completing what He has started in your life, it is important how you judge God. Yeah? And can I say this in our next inventor? In Sotho, do we have Sotho? We have Sotho. In Zulu, it is important how you judge God. Now, family, many take God like our old school principal. Family, it is important how you judge God. Don't judge God like CEOs of companies. No, don't judge God based on how your neighbor is achieving or what you have achieved up to today. It is important how you judge God when you are waiting for Him to complete the work that He started in your life. Hallelujah. It is important how you judge God. It is important how you judge God. Don't judge God based on what you are not able to do. Judge God based on what God is able to do. God will complete the work that is work in progress today. God will finish what He has started in your life. God will complete what He has started. You are just work in progress. Wait and see what God will do. God does not have to complete work, He finishes what He started. God knows what He is doing, He has it all planned out. Don't try and help God. God is all by Himself. He is sovereign. He doesn't want to help from anyone. God knows what He is doing. How do you judge God? It will determine how you will turn out when it is done. Hallelujah. So then we close our eyes and focus on the cross of Jesus. Heavenly Lord.